So I'm speaking to Tom Martin. Now, tell me about how you're currently associated with the Vancouver Island branch.
I'm the vice president, Vancouver Island branch. I'm one of the original founders of this branch, and I've been with the total of service in the Army and with the association 50 years this year.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now, are you also involved with the National Association?
Yes, I am.
I'm vice president?
Vice president of the National Association as well, yeah. There's two vice presidents. I'm one and there's another one, so yeah. So Herb is our general is the president, and I'm vice president along with a guy from Toronto.
So it's been hectic, what, 2-3 years?
We started about 2.5 years ago to get this going, yeah. It's been hectic, but it's been a lot of fun. We've done a lot of things, and we had a lot of help from a lot of great people in Victoria. And it's just been a super show for us, and we celebrate this birthday well.
So, it's been a wonderful party tonight, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, wonderful party tonight, and the whole day was good. It was a long day for us. We had 4 celebrations to do today, and they went off without a hitch.
Tell me about how you felt when the Icelandic volcano started spewing ash all over the airspace in Europe.
Well, I was up in the middle of the night. I was up in the middle of the night answering. Go ahead and put you on. How did I feel when I woke up? Well, I was on the internet answering a few comments from our General Pitts, and one of the questions that I had right away was, in my own mind, were we prepared if something happens like this? And yes, we were. Everything we done was meant about celebrating this birthday for the riflemen and everybody. So that was just another stumbling block that we had to overcome, and we had no problem doing it. It was just, we just carried on with our program, and the show today just went off without a hitch, so.
Now, was it your granddaughter who was going to present flowers at the airport?
My granddaughter was going to present flowers at the airport. She was a bit disappointed, but we're gonna have her present flowers at the government house one day somehow.
Oh, good. Is she 9 years old?
She's 9 years old, yep. She's my only granddaughter, and she's, yeah, she was looking forward to it. She was very excited when I told her about it. She even had to give some of her school stuff up on Monday to do it, but when I phoned her, said, you can do your school things now, dear, because there's been a cancellation. She said, oh, and, okay, that's fine, Grandpa, she said. And then I had to phone her back and said, you know why? No, but I think so. And then she, and I said, yeah, that's right. Her mom must have told her, right?
Yeah.
So it was good. Yeah, it's okay. We're very close to our grandmother now. So.
Nice. Yeah.
We spend every Wednesday together, school day. I take her lunch, and that's all part of it. So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And tell me a bit about your military career.
Well, I joined the Army at the age of 19, and I served 6 years in the military. I had a tour in Germany for 3 years, and I also was in Cyprus. And to me, it's the one single thing I did in my life that changed my whole life to be what I am today. Without being in the military and being in the Queen's Own, not the military, without being in the Queen's Own to meet all these fine people that were here tonight and so forth, my life probably would have been different.
So when you joined at 19, it was directly to the Queen's Own?
My choice.
And it was your choice?
Yes.
And why did you want to choose that?
I had a goal in my life that I wanted to go overseas to Germany. And that was my choice because they were the next regiment going. And that's how it worked out. And it worked out. And that's where I found my beautiful bride, my wife, for 47 years, 48 this year.
And you met in Germany?
Yeah, we got married in Germany, yeah. So she's a, I just say you bring home a war bride, but she wasn't a war bride. She's a, after the war, so yeah.
And were you still in the Queen's Own in 1968?
Nope. No, I was out of the Army. I got out in 66. I joined in 60 and got out in 66, yeah. But I was still around. Like, I always attended functions and went to the different messes and all that kind of stuff. And then after we formed the association, I joined the association. And actually, I think I was the vice president then, too, and treasurer, vice president, treasurer. And then I kind of just floated for a few years because I was really busy with my life. I was a scout for the National Hockey League, and so that could, and I have a business here in Victoria as well, so those things were, they took a lot of my time, so But I still kept in touch all the time from coast to coast.
And why has it been important for you to do that?
Friendship like that you never have. You just don't have it. Like, it's just, you get, there's friends and there's friends, right? And when you're with somebody and living with somebody for 3 years of our life anyway, until after I got married, but those guys were great close friends, you know, because we go together on holidays and we see each other as much as we can. I have two friends, one is Newfoundland and one's in Prince Edward Island, and we try all the time to get to see each other, and we do. One friend who would have been here tonight, but he's pretty sick, and it'll probably be his last year with us, and that's going to be sad, but he's... So that kind of friendship, you can't buy that.
You don't make that kind of friendships in civilian life.
No, not a chance, no. You make acquaintances in that, but friendship is... Well, it's like sleeping in a room with your brother, you know? You can choose your friends, but you can't... Your family is your family, but you choose your friends, right?
And the fellow riflemen are like family.
Yeah, all family. Yeah, all family. Yeah. We love each other, so. How's that sound to you?
That sounds great. Could I take your picture now, too?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, good.